As discussed earlier, James was a close student of the Italian pragmatists who were busy laying the groundwork for Mussolini's fascism, and Mussolini would regularly acknowledge his debt to James and American pragmatism. But no nation influenced American thinking more profoundly than Germany. W.E.B. Du Bois, Charles Beard, Walter Weyl, Richard Ely, Nicholas Murray Butler, and countless other founders of modern American liberalism were among the 9,000 Americans who studied in German universities during the 19th century. When the American Economic Association was formed, 5 of the 6 first officers had studied in Germany. At least 20 of its first 26 presidents had as well. In 1906, a professor at Yale polled the top 116 economists and social scientists in America. More than half had studied in Germany for at least a year. By their own testimony, these intellectuals felt liberated by the experience of studying in an intellectual environment predicated on the assumption that experts could mold society like clay. No European statesman loomed larger in the minds and hearts of American progressives than Otto von Bismarck. As inconvenient as it may be for those who have been taught the continuity between Bismarck and Hitler, writes Eric Goldman, Bismarck's Germany was a catalytic of American progressive thought. Bismarck's top-down socialism, which delivered the 8-hour workday, healthcare, social insurance, and the like, was the gold standard for enlightened social policy. Give the working man the right to work as long as he is healthy. Assure him care when he is sick. Assure him maintenance when he is old, he famously told the Reichstag in 1862. Bismarck was the original third-way figure who triangulated between both ends of the ideological spectrum. A government must not waver once it has chosen its course. It must not look to the left or right, but go forward, he proclaimed. Teddy Roosevelt's 1912 National Progressive Party platform conspicuously borrowed from the Prussian model. 25 years earlier, the political scientist Woodrow Wilson wrote that Bismarck's welfare state was an admirable system, the most studied and most nearly perfected in the world. Indeed, few figures represent the foreign, particularly German influence on progressivism better than Wilson himself. Wilson's faith that society could be bent to the will of social planners was formed at Johns Hopkins, the first American university to be founded on the German model. Virtually all of Wilson's professors had studied in Germany, as had almost every one of the school's 53 faculty members. But his most prominent and influential teacher was Richard Ely, the dean of American economics, who in his day was more vital to progressivism than Milton Friedman or Friedrich Hayek have been to modern conservatism. Despite his open hostility to private property and his fondness for what would today be called McCarthyite politics, Ely was not a top-down socialist like Bismarck. Rather, he taught his students to imagine a socialism of spirit that would replace laissez-faire from within men's hearts. Ely eventually moved to the University of Wisconsin, where he helped found the Wisconsin Model, a system still admired by leftist intellectuals, whereby college faculties help run the state.